It's a sunny day on the campus of UW-Eau Claire. The normally bustling courtyard is empty. Perfect timing for geography professor Joe Hupe and student Brendan Miracle to take Iris for a spin.
Brendan, you're clear to launch.
Iris is a small quadcopter, meaning it has four propellers. Strapped to its belly is a high-tech set of cameras, sensors, and a global positioning system built by Centec Systems in the Twin Cities. Professor Hupe says the package is capable of seeing wavelengths of light bouncing off of farm fields that are invisible to the naked eye.
And with that near-infrared, it measures pretty much the water coming out from the vegetation, and that's a measure of how healthy it is.
Hupe and his wife recently won a $400,000 grant to teach students how to use drones in agriculture and other precision mapping fields.
And I crafted a class where they learn basic navigation techniques, they learn GPS navigation, they learn GPS surveying, they learn topography surveys, they learn distance azimuth surveys. But along with that, I decided to start incorporating gathering imagery with a camera on a platform.
Police and fire departments across the state are starting to use drones too. Earlier this year, the Middleton Police and Fire Departments were the first in the state to use a drone in a criminal pursuit. Police Captain Troy Hellenbrand says it started with an armed robbery.
About 1:50 in the afternoon on May 31st, we had a report of an armed robbery at one of our local gas stations.
Information for Middleton units, an armed robbery just occurred at the Jim's Amoco, 6504 University Avenue. Suspect has fled in a silver Subaru. I have the plate, we'll run it shortly.
They located the vehicle, got into a short pursuit.
We were back on Boss Parkway again, heading towards Fortune.
During this pursuit, the suspect crashed the car.
10:50, he just crashed. He's on foot.
Hellenbrand says the suspect ran into a 9-acre lake called Tiedemann's Pond.
The pond is on the outskirts, is full of cattails, kind of difficult terrain to locate somebody.
That's when Middleton Fire Chief Aaron Harris offered to deploy their new drone and its high-definition camera.
The plan was to do a grid pattern, but shortly after the launch, I was able to locate something that appeared to be an individual laying in the cattails.
And then?
And when they heard the officers telling him to put his hands up, he looked straight up at the drone and raised his arms or put out his arms. And I think at that point, obviously, he knew that he was caught.
But with more drones in the sky, people are concerned about privacy. In 2013, the state legislature passed Act 213, which makes it illegal to use a drone to photograph or record someone in a place where they have a reasonable expectation of privacy. But that definition is open to interpretation. In mid-May, an activist used a drone to video a large frac sand mine in Chippewa County owned by Chippewa Sands. The drone lost power and landed on the property. A trespassing citation was issued, but Chippewa Sands attorney, Brian Nodolf, says charges should have been brought under the state's drone law.
You know, this just happened to be over our facility. Today it's a sand company, tomorrow it can be an individual's backyard, and where does that line get drawn?
The Federal Aviation Administration is currently reviewing regulations related to drones, and it's likely states will have to fine-tune their laws as they become more popular. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.